This section will help you learn to recognize common chords on the guitar and chord progressions. The first thing you need to be clear on is the difference in sound between the major and minor chords. Now, if you haven't already done the workbook pages on chord construction and chord theory, you should do that before you go much farther. But you can learn to recognize the sounds even without knowing the theory. So let's go into that now. The major chords are the ones that people usually think of as happy, and the minor chords as the sad chords. Okay, so here's your E, which you probably know well by now, and here's the E minor. And a good thing to do when you're playing your guitar is just to become conscious of this. In other words, when you're playing chords, start really tuning into the quality of the sound and naming them, and especially the difference between the quality of the chords, major, minor, augmented, or diminished. We're just going to do major and minor first. I'll play some, pause for you to give the quality, and then I'll give you the answer. Minor. Major. Major. Minor. Minor. Major. Okay, so that's not too hard. Now, if you get to where you can hear the root of the chord and sing it, then you're on your way to being able to figure out songs. So let's get where we can sing the root. Just like in the scales, that's going to feel like home. That would be the one of the 1-3-5 in the chord construction. In fact, if you can sing the chord, all the better. So I'll sing those for you as part of your answer and see if you can start doing it also. Here's your first one. Name if it's major or minor, see if you can sing the root, and then we'll sing the chord up from the root. Major. Here's the root. 1, 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Minor. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Minor. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Major. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Minor. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Major. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. So you can see, if you're trying to figure out a song, if you know if it's a major or minor chord, or in some cases augmented or diminished, but that's more rare. If you know what the quality of the chord is and you can sing the root, you got it. Now, the next thing that you need to know is how the chords go together to make progressions. For this, you want to, again, review your theory and do the exercises in the workbook. But I'll just review them for you now. What the scale harmony comes out as in the major key: 1 chords are major, 2 chords are minor, 3 are minor, 4 major, 5 major, or in the case of a 7th chord, it would be a dominant 7th, 6 is minor, and 7 is diminished, or the 7th chord half diminished, or minor 7 flat 5. So you have certain chord progressions that are very common, and we definitely want to drill those. Let's first just drill the 1-4-5-1 progression. For instance, in the key of A, that would be A, D, E, A. You've heard it a lot of times. So if you were to sing the root, 1, 4, 5, 1. 1, 4, 5, 1. And if you sing lots of 1, 4, 5, 1 progressions, you'll hear them. In other words, 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. So I'm starting on the first, on the, and in this case, A, the one chord, and singing in the major chord. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Now I'm starting on the D, which is the 4. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Or you can sing it in whatever octave. I sang it an octave lower before. E, 5. 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. Back to 1, 3, 5, 3, 1. So you can just practice starting on different pitches and singing 1, 4, 5, 1. For instance, if you started here, 1, 4, 5, 1. And you can always check yourself on the guitar, which brings it home on the guitar as well. Another very common, just as common, depending on the kind of music that you're playing or listening to, would be 2-5-1 progression, which in our original key of A would be the B minor, E or E7, and the A. So it's 2-5-1. Minor chord, 2-5-1. And then do that in a lot of different keys, starting on pitches that are different each time. And then you also want to know the 3-6-2-5-1, or it could be 3-6-4-5-1. If we're in our key of A, it's 3-6-2-5-1. And by the way, if you play these on your guitar and practice checking them on the guitar, it'll help you see how those progressions work on the fretboard as well. So again, start on different pitches and sing 3-6-2-5-1 till you're real clear on that. You can do this a lot, not just a few times in a day or a few times for a few weeks, but forever. Now back to working with information that you have on the scale harmony and using it to figure out songs. If you hear a minor chord, you know it's going to be a 2, 3, or 6, if in fact the song is in major, and a major chord would be 1, 4, or 5. But the chords also have particular tensions and a feeling of resolution. So if you look at that, it'll help you to, in other words, as I've said, 1 is home, 4 generally pulls to 5, unless you have this amen cadence, as it's called, or if it sounds like amen, in other words, that's 4-1, but that's 4-5-1. So 4 would probably want to go toward 5, 5 pulls back to 1. And then just remember the progressions that we did, the 3-6-2-5-1 or 3-6-4-5-1. That's a common way chords move. You're used to hearing that, so listen for that. Let's do some now where I'll play some chord progressions. You'll listen to the quality of the chord, see if you can sing the root. Keep in mind common chord progressions, the way chords usually move within a key, and see if you can't come up with what chord progression I'm playing. So also you'll want to be able to hear what tonic is. That's a given. That's the first thing. I'll play the progression, pause for a minute, and play it again. And I won't tell you the answers this time. I'll put them on the answer sheets in the workbook so that you can take your time and work with this and then check it. Number 2. Mm-hmm. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Again. Number 6. And the last one, number 7. So you can use this same procedure in any song. Anytime you want to figure out a song from a recording, for instance, start with singing or playing up and down the scale until you're sure of tonic and you know what key it's in. Listen for the quality of the chords. Be able to sing the root of the chord. Make predictions based on the scale harmony. And then you can do the same thing with songs in minor keys. Now, songs don't always stay in the same key throughout the whole song. If you hear a chord, just one chord, that sounds like it's not in that scale harmony, but it fits in really well, and particularly if it goes to the 5 chord after that, check it out and see if it's a secondary dominant. By that I mean that it's the 5 of the 5 chord. In other words, if you're in the key of C, and G is 5, then think about what would be 5 in the key of G, and that would be D, major, or dominant, as opposed to minor, which it would be in the key of C. So it would sound something like this. Say you're hearing a song in the key of C, and you hear this chord progression. Okay, I'll repeat that. That's 1, 5, 6, 4, 5, 1. Now you hear this. Okay, that second chord, 6, that is the 5 of 5 going to 5. So the chords A minor, D, G, F, G, C. So look for the secondary dominants. And if the song changes keys, then think about checking out a nearly related key. That would be a key that's adjacent on the circle of fifths or on your scale chart. If you get stumped with any other chords that you're sure aren't in the scale harmony or aren't the ones I described here, 5 of 5 or nearly related keys, then just sing the chord. Stop the recording, listen, stop it again, and see if you can't sing the root of the chord and sing up. Even if you don't sing it in root position, you'll eventually figure out what the root of that chord is and know the quality of it.